Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all right now at geico.com. So are you going to play tonight, Taz?
Oh, for the billions?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not only going to play, I'm going to win.
A 1 in 302 million chance. So 302 wow. million to one to win Mega Millions, but it's worth $1.6 billion. It's probably going to be worth more when
I'm
they
normally
do the
not a guy that plays. Is that that's not Powerball. That's something different. It's Mega Millions, right?
Yeah, it's Mega Millions.
Yeah, me, yeah. I'm the type of guy, I throw $5 on it.
Are you going to play?
Yeah, I'll throw $5 on it.
All right.
Take a shot.
Yeah,
I'll play.
I'm going to play as well.
Listen, I got a lot of problems. Money ain't one of them. You know what I mean? So
let's bring Randy Cross aboard right now. Randy, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, man?
Are you gonna be playing the Mega Millions tonight?
You know what? The only guaranteed way to never win something like that is not to buy a ticket. So yeah, I'm gonna stop here at one of the bodegas by my hotel and grab a ticket.
Now, are you gonna be heavily invested, or are you a quick pick guy, or do you pick your own numbers?
Well, last time I checked, they only pull one number. You know, they only pull one ticket. So I don't see much sense in buying like a 100 of them or something. But I might do the old one free pick and then one birthday thing just to cover my bases.
There you go. All right,
$5.
Nice.
That's all you need, Randy. $5.
Randy, let's a lot to get into with you. Let's start with certainly the top team in the land in Alabama. And if you were to look at this Tide team as they continue to roll along and they're unchallenged here for Nick Saban and the Tide, what would be the concern when you look at Alabama if there is one?
I think only health at this point. Nick Saban is sort of established, and I think it's a juggernaut now as a program as far as the competition involved. You know, they don't need much in the way of outside motivation. Most of their motivation comes either from their staff or from themselves. You know, the great example is that quarterback duo. You know, you got Hurts and Tagovailoa.
Yeah.
Those are two really, really good quarterbacks. And they compete day in and day out. And it's like that at every single position. So, I don't know if we've seen this in recent history, one program sort of getting a leg up on everybody else. I mean, 2 weeks ago, Ohio State looked like they were getting ready to get in that same category because their offense was so explosive to kind of match them. And now it's not even close.
No, it's not, especially after losing to Purdue this past week. So speaking again of Alabama, Randy, so all that being said, man, like what program do you think, poses the biggest challenge, if any, to the Crimson Tide?
Well, I think LSU is a team that has the physical talent that can challenge Alabama.
Right.
Maybe eventually, down the road they play if Georgia can kind of get their act together after having their stumble, a team like Auburn in a rivalry game, you never really know what's going to happen in a game like that.
Right.
But you just look at it on paper, and you look at numbers. Yeah, the numbers say they should go through this thing undefeated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they really should. The other two teams that are undefeated at the top, and I know you, Central Florida is at 7-0, and they're 10th in the land as we speak here on this Tuesday morning. What about this Clemson team now? The quarterback situation, obviously was an issue. One of their quarterbacks transfers, decides to leave, and Kelly Bryant. What about Dabo Swinney's team here and a Clemson defense that was expected to be a dominant group? How about the Tigers posing a threat?
Well, something about that little bit about that quarterback deal at Clemson was an answer to Alabama in a way, because Trevor Lawrence, the freshman quarterback, throws the ball really well, and having that aerial end of your offense is a big deal when you're down the line if you're looking at playing Alabama, because that's how you sort of go blow to blow with a team like that. Their defense, I think, can stand toe to toe with Alabama. I think Clemson's really good. I just don't know if they're quite at that level yet. But then again, they don't really have to be until late December, early January, down the road if they were to see Alabama. So they, of all the teams, have got the most potential as far as beating Alabama. You know, it's I find the UCF thing, I've got a lot of respect for the American Conference, and I love what they're doing down there. But you know, let's be real. If you're saying this team is going to get into a tournament, let's say in a fantasy world it was an 8-team playoff, and they're going to take out a couple of different Power 5 teams, one of which at least are going to be undefeated coming in like them, and they're going to put that kind of run together. You know, I've got some stuff I'd like to sell you.
You got a bridge in Brooklyn.
And it doesn't involve a lottery, because your chances would be a lot better at the lottery.
There you go.
That's funny. Hey, man, so, Randy, what about Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish, man? A lot of buzz on them. I mean, they're kicking butt for sure. I mean, you're buying in here or what? I mean, you know, they got some legitimate wins there. They got a couple of wins that aren't legitimate, but they got a bunch of wins, and a lot of people got them, you know, they're ranked high up there. I mean, what's your take, your breakdown of the Fighting Irish?
I'm a little skeptical. I think having Ian Book playing quarterback has made a huge difference in that team. You know, it goes back to the reaction. You know, you can't just be a running team. You can't even be a dual threat team. You've got to be a team that through the air can stretch teams and score and bolt and make some huge plays. And Notre Dame, for the first time in a couple of years, has that with Book at quarterback. But I'm a little skeptical. You know, I don't give them the automatic pass.
Right.
So many do.
Right.
So, you know, they're playing Navy this week. I don't think that's going to be much of a problem.
Right.
For Notre Dame, personally. And it may be a while down the schedule. You know, even – you know, you look down, SC and Syracuse at the end were going to be pretty good games, but now you're looking at it going,
yeah. Yeah, I know.
Maybe those teams weren't very good.
And you're right, that Syracuse game, they're actually playing them at Yankee Stadium, I believe, which is pretty cool. So
that'll be a good scene for that game.
That's going to be a good scene at Yankee Stadium. Yeah.
You know, Taz and I have talked a lot about a lot. We've been impressed with what Herman's done with Texas. I mean, you lose early on in the season to Maryland. You rip off 6 straight. You beat Oklahoma in the Red River Rivalry. You know, that Texas team now, you know, ranks 6th in the nation. And that is an absolute pressure cooker, Randy. You know that better than anybody. Yeah. Herman's done a hell of a job this year at Texas.
Yeah, he has. He really has. I like what he's doing. You know, the only harder thing about getting to be good is staying good.
That's true.
So that's their challenge now. Their challenge now that everybody kind of accepts the fact that maybe they've turned this thing around is getting into games like they've got this week and being able to beat those kind of teams. You know, it's one thing to take out Oklahoma, but now when you're in the Big 12, you're looking at, you know, TCU, check. Now you got West Virginia. Now you got all these other teams in the Big 12 that I think towards the end of their schedule that will really test how good they are. I think he's got the chance, and goodness knows he should. Because that's a giant program at Texas, and they're in a better place to recruit football players in the entire country than the state of Texas.
Best one-loss team in America. I get a sense from the earlier conversation when we were talking about Alabama, biggest threat, you mentioned LSU. Do you think LSU is the best one-loss team in the country?
Probably right now. Right now, and probably the most dangerous one-loss team in the country is Ohio State. Because, man, are they going to be torqued off.
Oh, they're going to be motivated.
For the foreseeable future. But, yeah, LSU, I think, is the best one loss.
We're talking to Randy Cross, CBS Sports college football analyst. And, Randy, tonight, Game 1 World Series. We know you're a big Dodger fan, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was born in Brooklyn, and we moved to, actually, L.A. about the same time when I was real little, about the same time the Dodgers did.
So you're Dodger blowing it all the way here.
Oh yeah, yeah, always have.
Are you feeling good about this series against the Sox?
You know, I do. I think they've got the pitching. I think they've got the clutch hitting.
I'm with you.
Not just bombs. They play small ball in games where they really have to. And yeah, I'm not a huge fan of the American League East in general of the, you know. But the Dodgers have taken the model. If you can't win it through your farm system, go ahead and buy it. So it's worked so well for the Sox and Yankees. Maybe it'll work well for my Dodgers.
Yes, and it would be good to see Kershaw win a World Series.
It would be good.
That would be a great scene to see
Clayton. He's pitched some good games in these playoffs so far, so that's one hurdle. he's got to jump. Now he's got to jump playing, having one of those signature wins in a World Series game.
I was talking about the dirty hat. He wears that dirty hat, man. You seem like the type of guy that would like the dirty hat, Randy, when you're playing in that offensive guard spot back in the day.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where you tell people, I have absolutely no superstitions, but I have some really nasty routines. That's his nasty routine.
It is. I love it. I love it, man.
Well, good luck with Lotto tonight, Randy.
Yeah,
all right,
buddy.
We wish you all the best.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. By the way, if I win, you will not see me on the air.
I love it.
That's Randy Cross.
Thanks, buddy.
You got it, Randy. Right, thanks, guys, for the time. You got it.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.